misunderstand what we trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy bees. That's all time it is. Real talk. Okay, real talk is bitch ain't got no real talk to talk about because I'm not happy right now. I'm done with comedy things. Nails popping off, fucking Lions losing, and the fucking refs told me to hit the ass. Okay, so how do we want to start? Let me start this with something that is not related to anything. I want to start with something that was brought to me. And it was something that was brought to me that I really had and I want to talk about this because I think that it's something that needs to be discussed. As everyone knows, I'm from Detroit.
Brought up in Detroit when Detroit was known as the murder capital of the world. I won't come out there. I am a Navy veteran. That is all I am, as a Navy veteran.
Gun
by choice. I don't carry a gun by choice.
I don't shoot a gun by choice. But it was brought to me by someone who knew me that they just knew that I owned a gun. And they thought that I should probably put it out there. I do know how to shoot. But I shouldn't say I don't know how to shoot because I do know how to shoot. But
I have made a very conscious choice not to own a gun. For one, I have a horrible fucking temper.
And I would tell people,
if you have a horrible temper,
you probably shouldn't own a gun. I want to be honest about that. I don't own a gun because I have a horrible fucking temper. When I say a horrible temper, I am that bitch who would take my gun if I would shoot you just because you pissed me off. That's how my guns are for.
I know that. Anybody, any responsible gun owner knows that.
But because I know that my temper is, oh, bitch, you pissed me off. I got my gun. Let me shoot you. I don't need to own a gun. I don't own one. I do know how to shoot one very well. I'm qualified.
But
someone told me that they thought I owned one. And I have big ass dogs. Anyone who knows that I own dogs.
I'm a proud dog owner. I own a German Shepherd. I own a pit bull. I also own a little bitch dog. My lots of options.
I also own a baseball bat. Now, I know most people may think, may not think a baseball bat is great. Let me tell you something. I can beat your ass out on a baseball bat quicker than I can shoot you. Because see,
depending on what you're on, a gunshot
may not stop you.
But I have yet to meet anybody who get their ass socked with a baseball bat who just look at that shit like, oh, bitch, please. I'm just being honest. You
can get shot and for whatever reason. People who get shot tend to shake off gunshots.
I don't know people who shake off getting socked with a baseball bat. Listen, I own a baseball bat. I own a Louisville Slugger. I
know how to use
it. And I tell everybody, if I hit your ass with my Louisville Slugger, no, it might not be a gunshot, but guess what? A Louisville Slugger can stop your ass probably quicker than a gunshot. Because if I clock you in the head with my Louisville Slugger, you're not
going to shut that off.
I'm just going to be honest. I don't know too many people who get shot in the head with a Louisville Slugger and say, oh, that shit didn't hurt. Let's keep it real. You tell me
somebody who gets shot in the head with a Louisville Slugger and say that shit didn't hurt. And I'll tell you a motherfucker who is not him.
Now, you can get shot, and I have seen
plenty of people who have been shot depending on on the nature of where they're shot, who may shake it off because it's a arm or a leg.
It's not. It's a
superficial wound. There are no superficial hits to the head, okay?
Let's just keep it real.
I don't know superficial hits to the head. Greg, do you know any superficial hits to the head with a baseball bat?
I have actually, playing high school baseball catcher, I have been hit in the back of the head with a baseball bat. And trust me, I had protection. That shit still fucking hurts.
But I'm
saying, did you look around and say, oh, that should
do? Well, that's the thing. I mean, we used to have a softball park out here years ago. And there was a fight that brewed over in the parking lot, and the two teams that were arguing and fighting, one team member on the opposite team hit a guy on the other team with a bat. He died 3 days later.
And I tell everybody, see, people look at baseball bats, they don't look at baseball bats as being serious.
I'm telling you right. I used to be a outfielder.
So when I
tell you, I'm not saying this because I think I'm being funny. I say it because I used to be an outfielder.
And I can tell you, a Louisville slugger can hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
people don't think about it. I keep hearing people saying, oh, well, a gunshot wound. Yeah, no, a gunshot. And don't get me wrong, I'm not nothing. I'm not knocking. I would tell you.
You talk somebody with a little slugger. It's a
whole hell of a lot harder to come back from a gunshot. A little slugger than it is.
What you think, Greg?
Well, no, that's the thing. I mean, the guy that died out here in Oklahoma a few years ago, that was with a aluminum softball bat. Now, Louisville slugger being wood, that is hard, hard, hard wood. Aluminum does give. Wood, hardwood does not give. And it can do damage. It can do damage wherever someone's hit with that bat.
I was just wondering. Because people keep telling me, quit talking about my Louisville slugger. And I believe in talking to somebody with a Louisville slugger. That's just me.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, if someone breaks in my house, I mean, I've got three different options to, no, actually four, to take care of that threat. I've either got a pistol, shotgun, a knife, or a number one wood driver. So, two of them. Yeah, I mean,
and
a bat
like
would
said,
be better. Yeah, to me, I need to go ahead and look at getting me a bat.
I saw
just
it,
because
maybe
it's close quarters.
Listen,
I mean, my shotgun. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll put it this way. Being in close quarters here, my shotgun will work, but, I mean, hell, it's a 20-inch long barrel. 12-gauge. So it's more for hunting. It will work in a pinch where I'm at in my house.
Like I said, maybe it's me.
Well, no, I mean, if I can find me a nice bat, a good price, I will go ahead and buy one, and it will be right there by my bed.
I have a 18-inch Nova slugger, you know, one that I can pull up. Okay, I want everybody, and I want people who maybe are not of our generation, I want you to, if you haven't seen it,
look at the movie The Warriors.
Yes,
and
yes.
One of the gangs is, I forget the name of the gang, so I'm not going to quote the name of the gang, but they use baseball bats.
Yeah.
And like
I said, maybe I'm dating myself, but I can tell you.
I'm old school. Give me a
fucking Louisville slugger.
Yep. Hey, on top of that.
You shake, and don't get me wrong, and I'm not trying to be funny when I say this, but you have seen people, even in movies, they'll get shot, and they'll be like, oh, damn, you shot me. Depending on what you shoot a person with, and again, it depends on what you shoot a person with. See,
yep.
There's no question of a Louisville slugger. See, if I clock your ass with a Louisville slugger, you've been shot. And if you're a good clock, see, even the weakest bitch, and I want women, I want you to hear this because I'm not calling women bitches because I know they say that's a disrespectful thing. But the weakest woman, if you put any strength behind that swing, you're going to hurt a person. You don't have put a whole lot of strength to get somebody's attention. See, with a gun, depending on the caliber of what you shoot an individual with, depends on how they react. And I'm very quick to tell people that as a person who understands that a 22 is a weak, let's call it, it's a bitch gun. It's not
a bad gun. But,
so like this, if you got a 22,
it's kind of like
doing a
slingshot with nothing in it.
You're
not going to get no reaction.
And I say that in all honesty because it is a very weak gun.
Yes.
It is like being stung by, it's almost being bit by a mosquito. That's the best way to, you know.
You get bit by a mosquito. It annoys you. It pisses you off and it doesn't stop you.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. I mean, I own a .22 revolver, and it's a Italian job made in Italy. If you are trained and know where and how to shoot, you can take down a person and kill them. Now, it's better if you can wound them and take them down and they survive.
But again, if somebody is freezing your house and you're trying to save your life, do you really want to change food? Let's just keep it real.
Yep. The best thing for
you
people
really don't want
to
change food if you're trying to save your life.
Yeah, I mean,
the average 22 is made in the United States, and I want to speak on what's made in the United States.
It really,
it's a joke.
I mean, no disrespect, but the 22 is not going to get anybody's attention.
No, I agree there. And I will say, I mean, on that, for anybody that lives in apartments and things like that, and you're afraid to shoot a gun inside your house to protect yourself because of collateral damage, get you a nice hardwood baseball bat, Louisville Slugger, anything.
And I'm real quick to say, I always said Louisville Slugger. I'm a Louisville Slugger girl.
And
folks talked about me because
I mean, swearing by Louisville Slugger, but I was like, listen, I can be much older than that for Louisville. I'm a single parent. I say this because there are a lot of women who are afraid of their son. I'm not afraid of my son because my son, no, I would pull all this book out on his ass in a heartbeat. I'm just being honest. My son will tell you, oh, my mom will beat your ass with a bat real quick. Why? Because that's what I do. Not because I want to be a big badass bitch, but because I want my son to know, bitch, I will take you down. So I'm a big proponent of the Louisville Slugger. And it does a lot. Think about it. You ain't got to have a gun. And it's harder to go. Let's just keep it real. It is harder to go to jail for beating somebody's ass up. If you beat somebody down with a Novo slugger in self-defense, go into a court of law.
Oh, yeah.
It is so much harder for them to convict you. Because I don't know many people who don't know how to use a baseball bat.
Yep.
I'm just saying that. And I'm not performing. Let's put it out there. I'm not saying go be violent. I'm not saying commit a crime. I'm just saying that in a court of law, it is a whole lot harder for them to say that you premeditated anything
yep.
that you did. And the key word in the court of law is premeditation. That little slugger happened to be in the trunk of my car. That little slugger happened to be next to my bed.
Yep.
Yeah, I understand the open carry. A lot of states. But what are the odds of you killing somebody with your little slugger? Premeditation. I went home and I got my baseball bat. 9 times out of 10, you already had that baseball bat in your trunk. Why? Because for me, a baseball bat is protection. Again, I'm not condoning violence or promoting violence. I'm just letting you know. If somebody is doing something to you and you beat their ass with a baseball bat, it is less likely that you will go to jail if they die than it is if you have a gun.
And that's true.
I know y'all saying, did she really just give us a law lesson? No, I did not. I'm just telling you. In all actuality, yeah, guns kill. But a little bit so good, let a motherfucker know that not to fuck with you no more. Do you want them to die or do you want them to know to leave you alone? And I always tell people, I never look at, my intent is never to kill anybody. Let's get this clear. I want you to leave me alone.
Yep.
And I think that is the problem with today's society. We want to teach you a lesson by killing you. Okay, dead people ain't learned a lesson because they're dead. But if you want somebody to leave you alone and not fuck with you, beat their ass. Okay, once you come back, I beat your ass, you beat my ass a different way. Okay, how many times are we going to beat asses before we say, I'm tired of fighting with you? I'm just saying. See, people always think about, oh, well, I'll kill this person. Okay, killing somebody is just that, killing them. You have not made a point. What you have done is you have committed murder. You have committed a felony. See, even in old times, killing was a crime. Let's just keep it real. Killing has never been legal. But if you beat somebody's ass, there's nothing that says you can't beat nobody's ass. And I really want people to understand that. Again, I'm not promoting beating nobody's ass. I'm not promoting killing. But I'm just letting you know, we always think about, oh, I'll take a gun, I'll kill you. I killed you, you killed me, okay, we all dead. But we're solved.
Yep.
So if you want somebody to leave you alone, beat their ass. See, if I beat your ass with a baseball bat, you're going to be like, damn, that bitch beat my ass. I ain't going to fuck with her no more. Or I'm not going to fuck with him no more. You know, however
it
be. You know, because they beat your ass.
Yep.
See, dead people don't come back because they dead.
Yep. And see, that's the thing. If you're going to use a baseball bat for self-protection defense, do not hit them in the head. I mean, if you're going to hit them in the head, they come up to your vehicle, then hit them in the face with a big, blunt end of that bat. They will back away. You take off. If they follow you, then you better get 911 on board.
But again, a baseball bat is more productive because, see, again, dead people are just that dead. And I know people be like, I killed this person. Okay, first of all, you look dead and dead. You killed somebody. You know, killing people is a crime. I don't care where you are. I don't care what's going on. Killing is a crime. And what point have you made? That person is dead. Do you feel better? I will tell you, as a person who, and I'm going to continue to talk about this, so y'all might as well get used to it. As a person who almost killed someone a couple of weeks ago, I wasn't trying. They didn't do anything. They ran across the freeway. I'm going to continue to talk about this. I can tell you, I still, again, did I look to kill somebody that day? No. I'm so glad that I didn't kill nobody. But I can tell you the ramifications and the feelings that I still have that I almost killed someone. I feel like I lost a part of me.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I can tell you that, true enough, I wasn't upset. I wasn't mad at that person. I don't even know who that person is. I'll be honest. I couldn't tell you who that person was. I know I almost killed them. I did not look to kill them. But can you imagine how you would feel if you killed somebody intentionally?
Yeah.
I can tell you that I have made plenty of wishes, and I know we've all made these wishes. Oh, I wish you were dead. I wish you were gone. Guess what? You're dead to me and actually being dead. It's two different things.
Yep. I do have something to say on that.
Speak on it.
Well, I mean, Facebook is bad. If anybody out there listening has any family business, do not post it on fucking Facebook, because this was done to a family member 2-3 weeks ago, and repercussions of that shit that those people said are rethinking what they said and in turmoil now because of the situation going on in my family's life. So, people, you need to think what you post on Facebook. If you want to go after a person, don't.
And speaking of Facebook, I'm in a documentary that's being produced right now. It is not about me. It's about Detroit Lions fans. So it is a very fun documentary. It's nothing bad. But my daughter sent me a message, hey, Mom, did you see this? And because my daughter had other things going on, I had not signed up for it. So I told my daughter, I literally replied to my daughter, I was like, hey, you're getting your nails done. I didn't know if you were going to be available, so I didn't reply. My daughter said, my nails will be done. Let's do it. So we did this documentary. We're part of a documentary. Like I said, this is a big documentary. It's actually going to be, I think, the first week of November. I don't know how big of our part is, but literally, it's a documentary. But the person who's doing the documentary, she literally contacted some other people because my picture on my personal Facebook page, again, a Facebook page that nobody knows about, I don't have my name out. I don't have my picture out there. When I say I don't have my picture out there, I literally don't have any information about me out there. So it was, they had to ask, hey, is this person legit? Because literally there's a picture of my dog on my Facebook page. I kid you not, my profile picture is a picture of my dog. I don't post pictures because of me owning these after dark. So anybody who knows Miss V, the toy lady, yes, you know what I look like. To ensure that I don't have the people who may not be comfortable with adult novelties or toys, I don't put my picture out there on my personal page because, for one, I feel if you are my friend, and I've always said that, I've said this on here on more than one occasion, if you are my friend, then you actually know me. And I say that because if you truly know who I am and we are friends, then you know who I am and we know each other. So you're not worried about my picture being out there because you're like, oh, I just saw her the other day or whatever.
Yeah.
That is just how I feel about Facebook. I feel that Facebook was cute for people in college. I'm not against it. I'm 55 years old.
Oh, yeah.
I feel that anybody that I knew when I was in high school, if we don't associate now, I probably will see you at a class reunion and kiki with you and keep that shit moving. Just keeping it real.
Well, that's fine.
If I don't talk to you on the phone, if I don't have your number, and Greg will tell you there's something personal that went on in Greg's life, and I sent him a personal message. I did not reply on Facebook. I could have done like other people did, but what I did was I was like, hey, Greg, I saw this on Facebook. My prayers are with you. And I will not say what it is because if you're not a friend with Greg, then you don't know what's going on and it's not your business. But
Bingo.
I also felt that Greg did not need a Miss V the toy lady message. What he needed was a message from me to say, hey, I saw this.
Yep.
Wasn't aware of it. But just because I wasn't aware, hey, I saw this, my prayers are with you.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between Facebook, people who really know you, because people who really know you, if there's something serious going on, it's okay to put it out there. I'm not knocking anybody. Let me put this out here. I'm not saying don't put personal things that happen in your life on Facebook. But understand, the people who really know you, 9 times out of 10 will not respond on Facebook to you. What they will do is they will send you a personal message with whatever they feel is appropriate.
Oh, yeah. And, hey,
and
I agree.
And like I said, Greg had a situation. I saw it. It was in for one, Miss V, the toy lady, did not need to be responding to shit on Facebook because that would have been, that shit wouldn't have looked good.
Yes, yes.
But me as an individual, I sent a personal message and I responded. Guess what? It was probably more heartfelt because I said, hey, I saw this on Facebook, but I want to let you know this. And nothing like that. Again, if you don't know Greg, you don't need to know what the fuck happened. But I know, and I wanted my personal things. And I tell people, just because we may be friends on Facebook, don't mean that we really know each other.
Yes.
Because when shit happens, I can post something on Facebook, but if you really know me, and this is just me, if you really know me, you're not going to respond on Facebook to that. That's just the way I feel. Maybe I'm wrong for saying that, but I just feel that if you know a person, regardless of what is going on, if it's something that is very personal, then the response should be a personal response, not for the whole fucking world to see.
Yes. I mean,
again, that's the way I feel. That doesn't mean that what I'm saying is right. I'm just saying that I just feel that some things that it can be made public because there are some people who maybe you haven't seen them in 15, 20 years. It doesn't mean that they don't care. And maybe they didn't have your number. It's okay for them to message. But those who know you, I feel, should respond to you personally. That's me. It doesn't mean, and I'm not sitting here and saying somebody is wrong if they do it or they're right if they're doing. I'm saying that I feel that the appropriate response to certain things
is
a personal response.
And see, that's the thing.
So before anybody get in and say, Miss B, you're saying people are wrong, I'm not saying anybody's wrong. I'm just saying that there is a time and a place for a response to things. And sometimes, if you know that person, Facebook ain't the place to do it. I'm just going to keep it real.
Yep. And see, that's the thing. I mean, I first met Miss B on Twitter. That's how we became friends, and then my daughter talked me into getting on Facebook, and I hooked up with a whole lot of my people that we went to the same high school and shared the same things and friends. But here in the past 5 years or so, there are people, I mean, putting personal stuff out there that don't need to be put out there. And then when they call out that name, that's 10 times worse. If you got a beef with somebody, stay off fucking social media. Because if you keep attacking that person, trust me, in a blink of an eye, that person or someone else is going to be gone. So then, how do you feel when, guess what, that person just died and you said these hurtful, horrible things, whether it was true or not, it doesn't matter. You called out that person and then all of a sudden, guess what, that person is gone. We are only here for seconds. In the time of this place we live on. And in a blink of an eye, somebody can go that quick. Accident, premeditated, it don't matter. Watch what you say on Facebook. Trust me, it's very hurtful for that family, that person. And then the repercussions are going to come back and haunt you.
And like I said, anybody who knows me on my personal page, even on my business page, if you look on my Miss B page, I don't attack people. But when something is wrong, personally, if I know that person, am I raising? I did not respond on Facebook.
Yeah.
I took the time to send a message. Why? Because I know Greg.
We have never met face to face. We've tried. Let's not the match of us trying, because I have been in his neck of the woods. I know y'all be like, neck of the woods. No, truly, I have been in his neck of the woods. It's just not been the right time for different things going on. But I when I say I consider him a friend,
I have my horseshoe that I love him on. That's right, I got an animal
and
my
eye.
But
oh, yeah.
My horseshoe hangs, but then he can tell you. I didn't say no stuff. We don't ask any other.
But we consider each other friends. We have become friends.
Yes.
Would I say that I have 2,500 friends? Fuck no.
I consider Greg a friend. I consider Randy a friend. I consider a small group of people that are associated with on social media as friends.
Yes.
And these are people that I would say that if they reached out to me outside of social media, I would be there. I will be very honest. I'm not even going to sit here and sugarcoat it.
Yep. And see, that's the thing. Go ahead.
I don't post on social media. Everybody would say
probably the biggest thing that happened was when I got put on punishment because I got in this car accident. I am able to talk everything is over.
I literally was told by a number of attorneys, not just one. I had a group of attorneys.
They were working on my case. My case is not over. But I haven't shared this, and if
anybody realized, I never talked about it. I just said I couldn't. I could not post from 2017 up until 2022. Really.
Yep.
Literally December 2022. I haven't gotten back into it. I ain't gonna lie. I haven't gotten into it. I'm trying to get back into it. For one, I need to be out there. I have a business that I run. I have
people who need to know what's going on. My business has been affected because I haven't made this post. But
yep.
I was in a horrible car accident, a car accident that almost took my life. I kept, as they say, the show must go on. Business, the powers that be told me I couldn't. I was not posting because I had a legal situation with my car accident, and they were watching every single thing that I did, even though I really was injured. By the grace of God, I did walk away. But I
had surgery. We didn't talk about that. I had surgery. I was testing. I had that surgery.
Yes.
And again, I didn't put that out there. I'm okay with sharing that now because we are now almost a year past the settlement. But I was in a
car accident. My car accident total. When I say it tore my car, and it actually put me in a position where
my whole family was concerned. You would never know because I never missed a beat.
Yep.
I did not miss a beat because of who I am. But attorneys and a lot of people were watching what I was doing. I quit going to ADN. I pulled back from – I was going to
pull back from
ADN.
Yep.
I did pull back from ADN because they were watching everything that I was doing. I had to watch my posts, even my little simple good mornings and everything that I was doing. I will be getting back into it. I've got to get that comfortable. You know, as they say, I haven't been on social media since 2017, really, other than my little pictures of me being an Alliance fan, and, you know, today I'm a little pissed. We're not going to discuss today. But
yeah.
I had surgery in 2020. I gained a lot of weight. We were just looking at some pictures earlier today, and I was like, oh, my God. I didn't realize I had gotten that big. You know, I
am right now at this day. As you guys have seen, I went to makeup. They weren't full body, but it's just like the milk coming out.
But I
gained a lot of weight. It was devastating.
You know, to go from a person who was running marathons to not be able to walk 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I watch what I post on social media now. I think that break from social media made me see what, I was like, oh, God, people are horrible on social media. I really wasn't paying attention.
Horrible. Y'all are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are mean.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
I mean,
social media has gotten so bad. Now, me and Miss V, even during the summer when we're not on the radio, every now and then we'll text. And I know about her family. She knows about mine.
That's the whole thing. I can't tell you Jack McGreg posts on social media. I will kid you not. I saw something that Greg posted, and I was like, oh, my God. I actually felt like a bad friend. But
no, you've been good.
To say, hey, I saw this, but my prayers are with you. But
I felt like a bad friend. I was like, oh, God, we knew you don't talk that much. And it was out there. But then I also said, well, do something with what I did. Because I didn't ignore it. I'm not on social media. I'm learning that I really am not on social media. And it's not because I was like, I got told to pull off that shit. And if you can tell by a
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think it was worth that money, but it was also my help. Because people were watching what I was doing, and when you have people tell you there's nothing wrong with you, and you're like, are you kidding me?
I mean,
things that I thought was okay, I was told was wrong.
So I
had to watch
what I was doing. And from 2017 up until the end of last year, I really watched. Greg was very much aware of what's going on, because we did talk behind the scenes. I was like, yeah, I can't talk about it, but this is, you know, Greg,
yeah.
I got in my accident. You know, there were people who and I am free to discuss it, because not only are we judgment.
Can't nobody come after me right now.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you've had your difficulties. I've got mine. But, I mean, we've become friends over a long period of time with this show, Miss V. And trust me, hey,
I tried to meet up.
Yeah, and there was a tornado that night.
I was so pissed. I got stuck in Oklahoma. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Oklahoma City, you motherfuckers getting in here? Oh, I was pissed. Greg, no, I was pissed. I was like, what the fuck? I'm stuck here. We've got all those motels and all that. When you were here for that one time, I mean, we had tornado warnings for 2 days, and it's like, you know, I text you up, called you, and it's like, hey, yeah, we can go out and have dinner. And it's like, oh, hell no. I ain't going out. There's tornadoes around. And it's like, Miss V, you'll be fine. And like I said, I'm an embassy suites girl. So when they couldn't get, when the airline cannot put me in an embassy suites, I was losing my mind. They were like, bitch, we ain't putting you in the hotel. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm from the beach. You know they put us on, wait a minute. I have gotten late. I have gotten stuck in Chicago, and they just put me at the Holiday Inn Express, and I've had an attitude. I'm like, Holiday Express? That's an attitude for me. You're telling me I can't send an embassy suite? Again, I
learned. When I went to Oklahoma City, I was like, oh, damn. I really am kind of bougie.
Because I didn't realize that what I think is the norm, and again, what I think is the norm, I think going to a Baymont Inn, which really, Baymont Inn is a, like, Baymont Inn is my no-skill. I am staying in a Motel 6 in a few weeks. I'm not happy. I didn't have a choice. I'm going to send a Right. You understand? I have a pound chair. So my ass, standing up, you know, I was just losing my mind. And then I went to their airport, and I think the airport, which I'm at, like 8 gates or something. It's a small airport. It's bigger than Laredo. I have been to Laredo, Texas. Laredo, you want the fucking...
Yeah. Oh,
Laredo,
yeah.
Texas is a brand new thing. But Oklahoma ain't much bigger. Dallas ain't much bigger. I really...
Yeah.
First of all, why the fuck does Texas think they're so big? Because I flew into Dallas, and I'm like, oh, you bitches ain't shit. So I am from Michigan. Y'all just got a big-ass fucking state. Yeah, y'all might have the Alamo and y'all all that other shit. But you motherfuckers, when it comes down, y'all put the C in country. Y'all got capital C in country. As a matter of fact, y'all might as well take the C out and put hit. Or backwards. Because when I flew into Dallas, I was like, damn. And I'm from Detroit. We have a really small airport.
So I want everybody to understand, it's not like we have one, for us to be a major metropolitan city, we have one of
the smallest airports around. We really do have a really small airport. And it's bigger than Oklahoma.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's way bigger than Dallas. And it's not bigger than New Orleans. So,
If you fly into Dallas and leave out there to go to L.A. or wherever, you got to jump on that E-train. And that son of a bitch, you better be sitting down or holding on that damn pole, because it'll throw you for a loop. Curve, it's like, oh, shit, I better hang on. Then, Oklahoma City, we got so many gates, but...
You said y'all got so many gates. Go back. Because, see,
okay.
I realized, see, here in Detroit, when I say be at the airport 2 hours early,
uh-huh.
Even my mother gets lost. And we don't have a big airport. We do have two terminals, and each terminal is a nice size terminal.
Yeah, yeah.
All
of this is Oklahoma City. I got to tell you. See, if you park your car at the airport here in Detroit and walk in, that bitch is in toll. You can park your car outside the... You can put your flashes on in Oklahoma City and walk the person in. You can't go to the gate with them, but you can walk them to the counter and everything, and ain't nobody fucking with your shit. So I do. I don't know what you're talking about. I can tell you. Oklahoma City...
It's way small. Cause
see here in Detroit, you do that shit here.
There's
a tow truck.
Oh yeah, I mean I agree. I've flown out of Detroit before. Oklahoma City has whatever gates. Now, the PSA gets there at 4 a.m. for a 5 a.m. flight. Then they close at 8:30 for a 8:20 flight. PSA is not there, no flights going out, but you will have flights coming in all hours of the night. It's not like Chicago, every hour, every 5 minutes,
shit.
There's a plane landing.
PSA might have a fucking cockpit somewhere in fucking Oklahoma City and Dallas.
Yeah.
Because I would tell you, I flew all of the radio and they had the gates closed. They were like, oh, I watched PSA go and have breakfast. I'm like, y'all have a breakfast?
All
I can say is,
let me just let Randy on, because he might. I'll let you know. This is. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
you hear we're talking about this crazy shit with airports and stuff.
BWI ain't no shit either. BWI is a horrible fucking airport. I don't even know why the fuck BWI has an airport. First of all, the fact that it's called it is called BWI, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The fact that it's called BWI, if anybody don't understand, that's
okay, that's some crazy ass shit. I have flown into BWI. I hate BWI. I hate Reagan International. I hate Dulles. If I have anything that's on the fucking East Coast, I don't like it. Right there on that coast line? Yeah. BWI is a horrible airport. Why the fuck does Southwest Airlines still that if I'm going to?
this is what I got to ask. What? If I'm going to Puerto Rico, I gotta fly to fucking BWI. BWI is a horrible fucking airport. Yes. Reminds me of a fucking lizard. Have you ever? I think of that damn gecko lizard. I've flown into LaGuardia. I've flown into Midway. I've flown into Kennedy. I've flown into BWI. I've flown into Dulles. I've flown into Reagan International. What the fuck is the perk?
Oh, yeah.
Thing I can tell you about LaGuardia there in New York is I was out there on the tarmac to pick up a Audi coming in from Germany to go to Auburn Hills. And it's like, that's the only thing I can tell you about. Well, that's the thing. Well, that car, it was an Audi. It came in on Lufthansa from Germany, and I had to pick it up. Well, yes, but I had to pick it up in New York and then take that car to Audi headquarters right there in outside Detroit, Auburn Hills.
Again, they could have flown into Detroit Metro on Lufthansa. Right in here.
Oh, yeah. And why they did that, I have no idea. But, I mean, I've flown out of Detroit, St. Louis, Chicago, Kansas City, Oklahoma City, Salt Lake, L.A., Phoenix, and Hawaii.
Yeah.
And Dallas.
Mm. Let me ask you guys. The first time.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
It's that when you...
What was your question, Randy?
Okay. Only time I've been... Since I'm a BWI. When I was a kid, like about 7 or 8 years old, it was known as Friendship Airport. I don't know why they changed it to BWI. I don't know. To this day, I don't know why they changed it. But it was Friendship Airport when I was little.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. Now, I don't know why they changed it to BWI. Now it's VW, Baltimore Washington International Thurgood Marshall Airport.
Oh, wow.
Thurgood Marshall.
Oh,
well, that,
even add more names. I know why. I can understand Thurgood Marshall.
I mean,
Martin Luther King is all over the country, so Thurgood Marshall needed something.
Cause he did more than, and I know I'm going to get back to this. Thurgood Marshall being the first black United States Supreme Court Justice.
Yes.
And he actually did. And I know before all you people found me when I say that he didn't warn Martin Luther King. First of all, a lot of people don't realize that Thurgood Marshall represented Martin Luther King Jr. He was on the 27th of November, 1970. So he took what he did with the NAACP and took his scholarship, the highest court in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So before anybody say that I am down, I'm not down in the OK Jr.
Was he not the first black justice of the Supreme Court?
Yes.
Yes, he was.
Yes, yes, yes. I did hear that actually today.
But that's a lot of names without goddamn airport. I'm just going to say that to you.
I just can't believe that. We down in 90 seconds. That tells you, you know, when we talk about this being the quickest album on the internet. We're
in
that hour real quick.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Miss V, I know you are, I got your back, and you are Ohana.
You will have to enlighten me later, because we getting ready to sign it off. I don't understand Ohana. I'm not going to act like it. I'm also drunk.
Oh, yeah.
But again, when we say this is the quickest hour and talk, this is. So we have had, I don't even know what the fuck we even talked about, but when I had a good hour, I want to... Oh, shit. I want everybody to have a great week, because it's...
Be good.
Bye.
I'll get with you tomorrow, Missy. Ciao.
Okay.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Bye, Randy. Have a good
week. People might not understand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has that.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.